Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Park Ranger Tracy Spry with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at Lake Red Rock joins us on today's program to preview activities this month at the lake.
School is out and kids are out and about. A lot of opportunities to learn and enjoy Lake Red Rock through the summer programs. We had a chance to talk to you a few weeks ago about some of the different programs just in an overall sense. But the month of June, some very unique programs that come each and every summer. And we'll start with one that's new this year called the Memories of Cordova. We had a chance to briefly chat about that last time. What are some of the specific details behind this event and some of the memories of Cordova and some of the lost areas of the lake, so to speak?
We're privileged to have Bill and Darlene Carr come in and present this program, and they are longtime residents of the town of Cordova that is no longer in existence, but used to be along the Des Moines River, close to the town of Red Rock. People might also be familiar with that name. They've written a book mostly for family about the reminiscences of what it was like to live there, just some of the day-to-day activities and some of their fond memories of the area. And they're going to be coming in and sharing some of those memories and stories with our visitors on Saturday, June 9th. So if people want to stop by the visitor center at 1 o'clock and enjoy some of those stories, they can do that. They also have copies of that book, Memories, that they've written, and got lots of great pictures in there. And not even being from the lake area myself, I've really enjoyed looking at the pictures and learning so much about what day-to-day life was like. So I think that'll be a fun program.
Well, and another program coming up that's also going to be a Saturday afternoon presentation that just caught my eye, Building of the Red Rock Dam. So it looks like a lot of programs this year, a lot about the history of the lake. What are some of the things that will be talked about in that presentation?
Well, we'll be sharing a lot of photos. That's always of interest to people when they've got questions about, well, how did they build the dam? What was this area like before the lake was here? Sometimes that's done best with slides, but then also some stories about the process that was involved. It took 9 years from 1960 to 1969, cost about $88 million for the process, but it involved so much more than sometimes what we can actually see now. And sharing some of those pictures of that whole construction process are always fascinating. And we just kind of add in some snippets of information, some things that we might cover also during tours of the dam when people come on those by appointment, but don't often get a chance to nowadays. So it'll be just a kind of a nice reminiscence again of those early times. And we're getting ready to celebrate our 50th anniversary of the dam next year. So it ties well in with our upcoming anniversary as well.
Now, one of the programs that's very popular for kids, especially between the ages of 8 and 12, are your outdoor adventure camps. And you have two of those again coming up this month, and a lot of opportunities for kids to explore and learn a lot about the outdoors. What are the two camps that are coming up and the two specific age groups that if parents want to register their kids can sign up for some of these courses?
Sure. For those that have kids 8 to 10 years old, the Junior Rangers program will be offered twice this summer, June 19th and 20th, and then we'll have one again on July 18th and 19th. So for 2 days, kids will enjoy taking a tour of the dam, go pond mucking. We'll be doing a lot of hiking during that time. They get to learn about water safety, explore the woods that are around the lake area here, and do some other fun activities as well. If they're a bit older, kids 11 to 12 can enjoy outdoor adventures. We'll be taking them over to the Miner's Retreat shelter and exploring the woods. We'll make a shelter out in the woods. We'll do some kayaking and some geocaching and even get a chance to build a fire and make some s'mores.
And that's one of the few programs that does require pre-registration.
Right. Both Junior Rangers and Outdoor Adventurers, if they're interested, they can call our office or contact us by email at our Lake Red Rocks website.
And then really throughout the rest of the month, we don't want to skip over too much, but basically from now until the end of the month, there's going to be all sorts of different activities and variety of things, really not just for kids, which are our primary part of some of these, but for all ages.
Exactly. One thing that we've found that people of all ages do enjoy are our paddling activities. Now that the water's warming up very fast, we can get the boats back out. We've got 8 kayaks and 2 canoes. We bring them over to Roberts Creek East Ramp quite often for kind of a short trials so people can check out the different boats, see what it's like to paddle around and see if that's something that they enjoy. We'll even do for those people who enjoy spiders or maybe are a little bit curious about spiders. We'll even take a spider hike out into the Playscapes Trail, do some exploring, see what kind of spiders we can find. We've got snake lunchtime coming up. We have resident snakes at our visitor center and they need to eat just like we do. And we'll give people a chance to watch them feed on July 23rd. There'll be one of our snake lunchtimes coming up. And we'll do geocaching. We got some nature science, and there's quite a few things available. They can find out more on our website at lakeredrock.org.
Once again, that was Park Ranger Tracy Spry at Lake Red Rock. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.